and it's about 10:30. We, as you recall, last 2 days ago, we heard a bill that was an act establishing a joint navigable waters commission. I had a few problems with the bill, and we've got a CS here that fixes some of those problems. One was that it directed, I think it was just using, it just mirrored some language that was already in statute on another commission. It specifically appointed an Alaskan Native to this group. I don't think the state has any business appointing by race. And it outnumbered, the governor's appointees outnumbered the legislature's appointees. I don't think that the executive branch should be outnumbering the people's branch on any kind of commission. So what we've done is on line, excuse me, on page 3, line 10, excuse me, line 11, line 6 in section 3, it delineates how the membership will be appointed, and it's 3 from the governor and 2 from the speaker and 2 from the president of the Senate. That is the only changes, I think. Yes, that's correct.
That's a motion on the draft.
Would.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we accept version L as our working draft for Senate Bill, CS for Senate Bill 219.
Objections?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Hoffman.
Object for clarification under the CS line 11. Basically, it says that
excuse
we will
me, Senator Hoffman, which page?
Page 3.
Okay, page line 11.
Section B, it says members, including individuals appointed under federal law. So basically, if the federal law does state that Alaska Native will be appointed, then that will still happen.
But they will be members of the federal joint commission. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My objection.
L has been Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. With all due respect to the opinion on the Alaska Native being appointed to the commission here, I think when I questioned it, it was a little farther. It was more for the element of wisdom that was there.
It was more for what?
The element of wisdom that was there.
Oh,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we could get an Irish guy on there to be on the team. German.
Right. His name is Kern.
Irish.
Would you like a motion to move it out?
He can be in charge of entertainment. Yes, please.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for Senate Bill 219 out of committee with individual recommendations and fiscal.
Are there objections?
No objections.
Hearing none, Senate Bill 219 has moved from committee. With individual recommendations and accompanying.
Hold on a second.
Excuse me, accompanying testimony.
It's a bad bill. It's a bad, bad bill.
Let me get next week's schedule. You might want to know because there's going to be some evening meetings next week. It's going to be operating budget week. And we'll take a brief at ease as Laura gets the schedule. On Monday, we'll have some bills in the morning, wastewater discharge program, state employees called to military duty, and impact on those who are in the active reserve, or in the reserve who are called up to duty. There's going to be an eminent domain bill, and then on we'll go Monday at 4 o'clock as well. So essentially, rather than going through all the bills that are going to be up, Monday, you're going to have a morning and an evening meeting. Tuesday, you're going to have the morning meeting, which will just be the operating budget, and an evening meeting. Wednesday will be a morning meeting with bills and the operating budget at 4. Thursday, same thing, 2 meetings. So essentially, count on 2 meetings a day, and including one scheduled for Saturday, though I hope we won't have to do that. Yes, Senator Lehman.
What's on Sunday?
No, nothing on Sunday. Of course, that's the Lord's Day. Any other business come for the committee?
We just have a copy of that, so we can schedule our.
That's a pretty good idea. Get that to your offices. Yeah, please.
Calendar.
No more business come for the committee, we are adjourned.